from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
1, 2, 3. It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is The Front Page on The Morning Shift.
Oh, those Braves. Golly, they're going to give us a heart attack before too long. Mike Squid and Nikki hanging out here Monday morning. It's The Morning Shift here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking all things Front Page, and you can't go too far without talking about the Atlanta Braves over the weekend. You fall in an 0-2 hole against the Mets, the surging New York Mets, and you're able to climb out of it. The bats waking up over the weekend. Spencer Schwellenbach. Saturday gives you a great start, Bo, and then you get the Ronaldo Lopez yesterday. The bats wake up, thankfully, because Ronaldo Lopez has to leave the game after three innings with a little bit of forearm tightness. I don't like the forearm being involved in that, dude.
Anytime the forearm's tight, it's a bad deal. But the Schwellenbach thing on Saturday, he was phenomenal. His best start of his career, and I don't. There's no asterisk, there's no nothing. Seven innings against the lineup of the Mets have been pretty red hot, especially after we put seven spot on Morton the night before. 11 strikeouts, no walks. I think it was the fact that Grant Putty had like maybe four walks or something, or six walks or something in July. Right. He's the real deal. He's going nowhere. But yeah, the bats did wake up. Matt Olson yesterday hit the yiggity he hit yesterday.
Tater.
Would have been on top of the chop house at Truist. He seemingly is in a little bit of a hot streak. He does have, I think he's like 7 for his last 20-something with a couple home runs. He does have quite a few strikeouts in there. However, it doesn't matter. The fact that he homered for the first time in back-to-back games is pretty cool. Austin Riley also got
it
one.
Still boggles the mind, man, that's the first time all year that he's homered in back-to-back games.
How many RBIs do you think Matt Olson has so far this year?
How many do I think he has so far?
Yeah.
It's got to be under 50.
Yeah. How many do you think Austin Riley has?
Let's put it mid-50s. I honestly don't know.
So 42 for Riley, 48 for Olson. I should remind you, this is the part where Ozuna has 82 by himself.
Yeah.
So that's how inept the Braves offense has been. But good sign, the Lopez stuff is very, very scary. Because now it changes how you look at the deadline.
It changes the dynamics of almost everything. And, Nikki, I don't want to put you on the spot too much. I know you've been in Montana.
It's all Montana time, right? Be gentle.
But, look, just hey, your overall assessment of the Braves so far this year. I mean, I know that you've kind of seen it from a 30,000-foot view, but they've been disappointing, to say the least, but somehow kind of still in the mix for things. So
still in the mix, wild card, still in the mix.
Yeah.
I feel like we were just in here watching Philly's highlights. I'm like, they're just having a grand old time.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of depressing, honestly.
They're having a blast.
Like, this is exactly what they probably felt like last year at this point. They're probably like, God, these guys suck.
I feel like we're going to see who they really are this week.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
Grant Holmes will be going tonight. He's become kind of a little bit of an urban legend around the Atlanta Braves parts with the whole, I don't know if you've seen this, you know, the hair and the mustache and the Rod Beck look. So he'll be going tonight. We're still waiting on a probable for Tuesday night, but then you get Chris Sale again on Wednesday. So it's a big stretch of games coming up for the Braves.
They're just trying to stir the pot a little bit with drama.
What
can we do in these next few days just to get people really on the edge of their seats?
Man, I agree. Bo, do you think it's a bullpen game tonight, though, for Grant Holmes?
No, I originally thought that when I first saw his name, but then the more I looked, and you kind of go through his outings, he's Benegatis can give you three or four innings every time he's went out there. He was a starter in the minors, so it's not anything ridiculous. Like my point
right.
is,
you want to stretch him out.
He really has. Yeah, he hasn't. He's kind of stayed stretched out because of the way they've used him, and so yeah, I don't think it is anymore. Now, what worries me Tuesday is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Elder did not make his start yesterday in Gwinnett or for Gwinnett. And so I would probably think, and I know everyone's like, but I think Elder might be the guy. However, it is also right around that time frame that you thought you might get Ian Anderson back or A.J. Smith-Shawver. I know there was no definitive date, but for Ian, it was always, you know, you kind of always kept hearing around the trade deadline, and you never knew if it was before or after. It would be on the deadline.
Yeah, I was going to say
if he was the guy, yeah. But I believe Elder will be your guy tomorrow night, and you just hope you get the good. You know, remember when Bo Wallace was the quarterback for Ole Miss?
Yeah, I do.
And hey, we got good Bo today, or we got bad Bo today. Like that's kind of with Bryce Elder. You get good Elder or bad Elder, and you don't know. And if the movement is working, and he's locating this good Elder, and if it's not, it's bad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.